This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of The 99 Names. I'm your host, Bidal Khan, and I have here with us...
Ammar Shukri. Ammar Shukri.
Yes. Today we're doing what?
So we're doing two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, An-Nasir and An-Nasir.
An-Nasir.
And An-Nasir.
Okay.
So Nasir is N-A-S-I-R or Noon Alif Sad Ra. Nasir is Noon Sad Ya Ra.
All right.
Nasir.
Noon Sad
Ya Ra.
Ra. Okay.
So this name, Nasir and Nasir, comes, number one, in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 31, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. Your Lord is sufficient as a hadi, a guide, and a nasir, a giver of support.
A giver of support.
Yes, because nasr means support, and the nasr means protection or prevention.
Okay.
So someone who protects you. And number two is someone, or the first meaning is someone who supports you, and the second is someone who protects you. The idea, there's also the connotation of nasr being the person who supports those who are oppressed. Not just general, there's general support, but there's also the support of those who are oppressed.
Is that where it comes from, Sultan Nasr?
So Nasr here is, again, it's talking about, it's translated as victory.
Okay.
Because the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to that victory.
Okay. So the idea is...
Because Allah says when the...
So Nasr, Allah is the ultimate supporter.
Rather, Surah Al-Fath, Surah Al-Nasr actually, it does mean the support. It literally means the support. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When the Nasr, the help, the support of Allah came, وَالْفَتْحِ, and the victory came.
Okay.
And so إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. So Nasr means support. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Nasr. And there comes many verses in which Allah talks about His support and His aid and His assistance of the believers.
Okay.
And... of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. Allah says, if Allah supports you, then no one can overcome you.
Okay.
And so that, what it immediately should create in the heart of a believer, as far as actualizing this name, is this understanding of this equation, that if Allah is on my side, I win. And if Allah is not on my side, I lose, no matter who is on my side.
Okay.
Right? And so the main audience that you try to make sure, the only audience that you need to make sure that is on your side, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You know, this brings me to a reflection I had earlier today. Mm-hmm. This is coming from the reality of trying to balance ego and humility together.
Okay.
Right? So the idea that, looking at myself, and I think all of us, you know, people who tend to be just generally outgoing tend to also have that ego of the fact where you want to be out there, you want to engage, you want to have fun, you want to be able to talk to people. But at the same time, there's also the realization and reality that if one were to really disappear tomorrow, then, like, I know for a fact, if my social presence were to disappear, then 99% of people wouldn't care. Right. And because I've rebooted my social profile and the response was like crickets.
Yeah.
Right. Except like the people that actually came out were one or two of my friends.
Yeah.
And my family members.
Yeah.
They're like, is everything okay?
Yeah.
But 99% of people are like, whatever. They're like, oh, you were gone.
Yeah. So and here you were spending all your time thinking, man, I got to make sure that, you know, this and that.
Right, but at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, the seeking the support of people in general, the support of creation, creation is not always going to be there. However, if one's reality is like, all right, the intention is to do it for Allah,
then whatever is for Allah will remain.
Yeah, regardless of whether its tangible nature is still existent.
And He's the one who supports you. And I've seen this so many times. Imam Ahmed, when he was imprisoned, who was there for him?
Mm.
Very negligible.
Yeah.
And then when he comes out of prison, he's the most famous man in the world. And I saw that recently with one of the scholars of a particular country who was incredibly famous, got arrested.
Nobody cared.
Nobody helped.
Nobody helped.
And then once he got out of prison, you see the thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming to shake his hand and kiss his hand and all that, like, welcome back.
Right? This is like, where were you when I was in jail?
Exactly. So it's just really understanding that people... You know, if you depend on people, you're really going to be disappointed. Depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And making sure that you have him on your side.
Yeah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "In tansurullah yansurkum," this concept.
Yeah.
If you support Allah, meaning support the causes of Allah, support the religion of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you, وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ, and he will make your feet firm.
Okay.
And so,
being Nasir and being a Nasir is a honorable trait for human beings to embody themselves with.
Absolutely. Supporting the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. And in doing so, Allah will support you. And number two, supporting people. Supporting those who are oppressed.
Okay. Now, the idea of supporting Allah, supporting His deen, is not necessarily just... Because I know sometimes people are like, oh, I don't want to be the guy that gives the money. I want to be the guy that does the work.
Okay.
But you also need people to give the money.
Yeah.
So
everybody in their capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, usually you'll find people who... The people who can give the money
mm-hmm.
are usually people who can't do the work.
Right.
If you think about it, you know, by the time you've actually have that type of money where you can give, most of the time you're 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old.
Yeah.
You've got the money. You don't really have the energy or the vigor or the time to do the work. And yeah. so you have to be able to recognize what your assets are at the different stages of your life and invest those. And yeah. so a kid who's 20 might have the time to do the work, but they may not have the money.
Yeah.
And so there's still charitable contributions, but each one in their particular capacity.
Okay.
Yeah. And so seeking support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is incredibly important, that you make sure that you're asking Allah for His support, asking Allah for His aid, asking Allah for His assistance. Before you ask the assistance of anyone else, that you ask the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you seek the support of Allah and you make that your concern, and that you avoid sins because you recognize that sins are what diminish the support of Allah.
Okay.
And that's it.
What's, is there a practical takeaway? I mean, I guess the takeaways that I get is recognize where you can do that, give that support, give that assistance, give that aid, so yes. to speak, and go all in on that.
And one of the greatest ways to actualize support, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said to Ibn Abbas, he says, وَعَلَّمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ.
Okay.
He said, know that nasr is paired with patience.
It's paired with endurance.
Yes.
You got to be able to continue through in order to be able
Absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely.
That rhymes.
Yes. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. وَأَنَّ الْعُسْرَ مَعَ يُسْرَ وَأَنَّ الْيُسْرَ مَعَ He says, وَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ وَأَنَّ الْفَرْجَ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. He says, know that difficulty comes with ease, and that with every difficulty comes relief as well.
Okay.
And that's it. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.